Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Honestly, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this, and I say this every week, but it's true. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called It Was My Sin. It Was My Sin is a song from the worship recording, Let It Rain. This particular song came to me way back on February 5th of 1992, and I still love this song to this day. I love it dearly. This song was written during a time when I needed to remind myself, to remind my soul, what Jesus has done for me and simply worship His majesty and greatness. I still need to do that to this day. When Satan attacks, his main weapon against me is my thoughts. This song was received as a gift from my Father to my heart. As the Holy Spirit is faithful to remind me of the truth when the liar throws his lies into my mind. The truth is, God is my Father and I am His child by virtue of my debt being paid by the blood of the Lamb. The truth becomes like a cleansing rain upon my heart, in my soul, even upon my flesh. John chapter 3, verses 14 through 17 says this, "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes will have eternal life in Him. For God so loved this world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but so that the world might be saved through Him." Let's take some time right now to worship along with this song, It Was My Sin. And let us do this. Let's take the work of Christ on the cross very personally and let the rain of God's redeeming love rain down upon us for the next few minutes. Receive His love. Receive His presence.
Clean, I am ready. King of glory, bearer, bearer of all pain. Dying broken-hearted, himself he would not save. Oh, see the King who died for me.
We worship, we exalt, we adore the King of Kings, who is Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 11 says this, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also celebrate in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." Guys, Jesus did not have to take my sin, your sin, upon himself. After all, I turned my back on him. The good news is that he kept pursuing me. He kept seeking to find me. He took all my sin and all my shame upon himself and paid my debt and washed me clean. And he loves me with the most massive love the world has ever known. He lavished my heart with love and met my lost soul with the deepest of kindness and made me feel welcome. That makes me want to follow him to this day. Let's be mindful of all he did to bring us our salvation and our freedom throughout the course of the coming days and the coming weeks. Let's just be grateful to God and let him know how grateful we are very often. We can do that. He's with us. He is with us. He loves us so much. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan. I'm kind of partial to her. My amazing, beautiful wife, Melinda. She can create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called us to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching vlogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my latest book called The Middle of Nowhere. I also have a fantasy series for young readers called The Chronicles of Bryn. It's a 3-book series. And then I have a 2-book series that's about to become a 3-book series for younger readers called The Bairns of Bryn. I also have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. Check them out. Just go to Amazon.com and look up the books of Dennis Jernigan. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, just go to DennisJernigan.com. You know, you can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, It Was My Sin, from the recording Let It Rain, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or check it out on iTunes. And if you don't mind, consider doing one more thing for me right now. It'll just take a few seconds. Wherever you listen to this podcast, go and leave a review for me. That will help draw the attention of other people to the podcast. And I want to minister to as many people as possible. So do that right now, if you would. Go leave a review. And I'll leave you with this. If you get nothing else from today's podcast, get this. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.